Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 692. The topic is mindset, and the title is, What's Wrong With You? So, I'm sure this is a question we've all asked ourselves, is what in the world is wrong with me? Either I can't be consistent on my diet, can't be consistent on my training. Even when I am consistent, I don't see the results I want to see. I just can't seem to get everything right. Therefore, there must be something wrong with me. I am broken. Well, guess what? There might still be something wrong with you. Emotionally and mentally. But you're probably not broken. And it's probably nothing that nobody else is struggling with as well. So, I've been personal training now for 18 years. I've worked with over 2,000 clients, taught for 7.5 years in the university level, had over 500 students who I got to know by name, and have just a lot of relationships with people in the sense of like a working relationship, and I've gotten to know a lot about people over the years. Now, this doesn't make me an expert in any way. I do not have a degree in counseling or therapy or anything like that, but I have listened to thousands of people talk about their struggles. And what I've found to be true is that every single person I have ever talked to struggled with something. I have never met anyone whose life was perfect. So if your life is not perfect, there's nothing wrong with you. You're not doing something horribly bad where the universe or some god is punishing you. There's nothing wrong with you. No one has their life perfect. Everybody has struggles. One of my favorite stories is I watched an interview with a supermodel, and she was being interviewed by another woman, and the woman doing the interviewing was very like condescending and just kind of like giving the supermodel crap because she apparently was jealous or just thought, like, you know, what in the world's your problems? Like, you freaking, you look perfect. You live, you know, in a mansion, da-da-da-da-da. You know, your life must be amazing. And the supermodel said back that she actually has a lot of self-hate because since she is viewed as a supermodel, her aesthetics, the way she is seen, kind of rules her life. R-U-L-E-S. Rules her life. Is if she does anything that doesn't look perfect, she has potential to lose millions of dollars. So she became very self-hating. Didn't love herself for anything. Had to be the best of everything. Had to look her best, do her best, feel her best, and just be absolutely perfect, which of course can't be done. This killed her relationships, killed her self-talk, and at one point in time led to her trying to take her own life, trying to kill herself. She then had to kind of come to terms with, I am who I am. If I'm not perfect, that's okay. I'd rather live my life loving myself than live my life hating myself. So she'd rather love herself and be poor than hate herself and be rich. Through that process, she then found a husband, created a family. She still got to be very popular and still kind of, you know, involved in the supermodel world. And she ends up with a life that she really does love and really does enjoy. But just because on the surface level, she looked beautiful and it looked like her life was absolutely perfect, it did not mean that it was. We all are probably wanting something better in our life. So if I'm lifting, maybe I want to be stronger. If I'm, you know, maybe I want to have better aesthetics. Maybe I want to compete. Maybe I want to win. Maybe I want to hold world records. Maybe I want to hold a professional title. Maybe I want to lose X amount of pounds, and then maybe I'll love myself then. We all have something we want to improve upon. And if we look at the people who have those things, does that mean that they then don't have any problems? No, absolutely not. They have their own problems. They have the problems of even just kind of maintaining what they were able to achieve. That becomes a problem. That becomes a struggle. Everyone has struggles in their life. Everyone struggles with something. Everyone wants something to improve, whether it's themselves, whether it's something around them, whether it's the situation they're in, whether it's the habits that they kind of involve themselves with every day. We all want something better, whether it's better from ourselves, better from somebody else, better in our environment, just better. We all want more. We all want something. And the struggle in pursuing that something, until we do have it, we can feel like there's something wrong with us. But there isn't. So what's wrong with you is no different than what's wrong with everyone else. Like I said, you might have some own, like kind of weird quirks and stuff that you got to work with. So if somebody listened to this, there might actually be something wrong with you, but not in the way that we're talking about today. Is just because you can't be consistent in your diet doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. Maybe your diet doesn't fit your lifestyle. Just because you can't be consistent with your training doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. Maybe your training doesn't fit your lifestyle. I've known hundreds of people who tried to follow diets that weren't built for the way their life is structured. But with small tweaks and structuring the proper educational kind of concepts of nutrition, what is true about nutrition, when we take the facts of nutrition and we put it into their lifestyle, how it matches their life best, then all of a sudden they were consistent and they achieved their goals. When somebody wanted to be better at training, but they couldn't become consistent with it, maybe they just couldn't fit the scheduling. Maybe the way they were training always led to their elbows hurting, their knees hurting, their back hurting. Maybe they just didn't like that way of training, that way of exercising. Maybe somebody doesn't like lifting weights. There is always still a way to take the truth, the facts of training, and apply them to your life. And once that's done, the person can move forward with progress, feel better about themselves, and achieve their goals. I've seen it because I've done it. Like I said, I've had over 2,000 clients. All I simply do is take the facts of nutrition, put it to their lifestyle, answer the what happens questions in the gray areas between the black and white rules. Once they learn it, they achieve results, they stick with it, and they're happy. The key is a couple things. Number one, you have to match what you're trying to do to what you can do. What's your time, energy, money, you know, kind of needs and stuff like that. The other thing is you do have to have the person accept the fact that it does take some effort. You can't be a lazy ass, prepare no foods whatsoever, eat whatever bullshit is around you, eat whenever you feel like it, and lose weight, or be healthy, or build strength, or build muscle. You do have to put in work. You have to prepare food. You have to eat maybe when you don't want to. You have to not eat maybe when you want to. You have to eat more when you're more active, which is inconvenient. But then eat less when you're less active, which can be a struggle because you're bored and you're used to eating when you're bored. It does take work. If you combine putting the facts with work to your lifestyle, you can achieve what you want. So maybe if you're working your ass off and you're not getting what you want, you're using the wrong facts. Education would be helpful. Maybe you have the right information, but you're not freaking doing it. You think you're eating well. Bullshit. Are you tracking it? You might be eating one or two good meals a day, and then just kind of blown off the weekend. Or you think, oh, I'm doing well because, you know, I haven't had those five or six things that I really wanted. But meantime, you're eating like a jackass anyhow. So, yeah, okay, I've eaten like a jackass all day. And maybe I want to have ice cream before bed, but I didn't have ice cream before bed. Doesn't mean you ate healthy. It just means you ate less like a jackass. So we have to combine that stuff. Facts. Truth. What do I really need to know about nutrition training? About my goals? What's the truth of those things? What I mean by example of this would be diets. People all the time try to do ketogenic diet. Let me just not eat any carbs. Stupid. You're going to want carbs for the rest of your life. You're going to want carbs from time to time. Learn how to manage carbs, not try to run away from them. Ketogenic diets are stupid for long-term lifestyle sustainability. Stupid. Intermittent fasting. Stupid. Do these things work part-time? Yes. Do they work long-term? No, because you cannot live that way forever. You need to find nutrition that matches how you want to live your life consistently. If I can eat in a manner that I can maintain every day, I will be healthy, happy, and live with my goals for the rest of my life. If the way I choose to eat is a struggle and it cannot be done every day, then I will not reach my goals. Overwhelmingly, people try diets that are absolutely freaking stupid because they are not sustainable. You cannot avoid carbohydrates for the rest of your life. You cannot only eat within one single 4-hour window of the day. You cannot take HCG shots and eat 500 calories for the rest of your life. We need to learn how to manage common foods correctly. Education plus the willingness to work and put that education into practice. Those are the only things you need to know. That's all you're going to focus on. There's nothing wrong with you. You either just have the wrong information or you're not working hard enough with the right information in the right way. Doesn't match your lifestyle. Maybe you're not even doing enough. So I've had people write down their diets and they're saying, well, I eat healthy and I look, they're drinking 2 or 3 sodas a day. They're skipping a meal here, skipping a meal there, going out with friends on this day, but then under eating later because they feel like they overate it this day. All stupid, horrible behaviors. It's what they've defined as being correct. But they don't know anything. They don't know the correct information. Did you know it's better to eat a Snickers bar than to skip a meal? You think you're being healthy because you skip breakfast. That's stupid. Stupid. If you look at how the body works, what the body needs, why it holds on to body fat, or why it doesn't build enough muscle, why it doesn't increase strength, skipping food does nothing positive towards any of those goals. But yet people think, well, if I just eat less, I'll lose more body fat. No. There is a too less. There is a point where you don't eat enough, and that actually holds you back from losing more body fat. Your weight might go down because you're now chewing off muscle tissue. But your body composition will not improve. We need to learn properly what matters most towards our goals, how we then can apply them correctly to our life in a sustainable manner. I then have to hold myself accountable to those corrections and make it a lifestyle. If it's not something I can do every day, I need to modify and change it in some way so I can get it done every day. We need to educate ourselves. We need to create a game plan. And then we need to stick to that game plan. There is nothing wrong with you. You are not broken. You are not some special snowflake that diets just don't work for. Well, diets don't work for me. That's stupid. Does breathing work for you? How would the process of taking body fat off the body, which is universally applicable to every human being on the planet. But you think out of 9 billion people, you are the one that that doesn't apply to? No. You just haven't tried the diets correctly. Never been told the right information, or you didn't adhere to the damn diet and convince yourself that you did, because the truth would have hurt more. I have people tell me all the time, well, I followed your diet. And then, well, upon further questions, we find out that they had, you know, sugary drinks when they shouldn't have. They really just kind of skipped meals or changed foods or ate extra things. But, oh, I followed your diet. No, you didn't. If you did anything other than what the diet was written, you didn't follow it. You looked at it. You followed parts of it. But if you didn't do it 100% correctly, you did not follow the diet. So I remember somebody telling me, oh, I follow your diet, but I find out they have a soft drink every day. They have one or two like little cheats on food. They skip this one meal because it doesn't match their day in the sense of like what they want to have at that time of the day. They'd rather have this and this food instead. They change what they eat based on what they wanted. They didn't tell me any of this, so I couldn't correct it. I couldn't change it, couldn't modify it for them. And then whenever they weren't achieving the results that they expected to achieve, they said, well, I'm following your diet. And again, I had to reply with, no, you're not. You're following your version of the diet I wrote. You changed it. Your changes are the problem. If you're not doing exactly what a training program says, if you're not doing the warm-ups, if you're not doing the superset secondary exercises, if you're not doing the proper sets and reps and rest periods, then you're not following the diet. I mean, the training plan. You're not following the training plan. So no wonder you're not going to get the results. If myself or another trainer or anyone writes a diet and says this is what you're to expect from this diet, and then you don't do that diet, you don't get the expected results. Duh. That's how it works. I only get the results of what I do. So, is there something wrong with you? No, there isn't. Everyone struggles. Everyone struggles. Everyone struggles. There's nothing wrong with you. It's okay. Whatever you're struggling with, I promise there's a million more people struggling with it too. So there's nothing wrong with you. You will be okay. You just need to learn maybe a little bit more about what you're trying to do. Learn more about the facts. See if you can then manipulate those facts to better match your lifestyle so you can be sustainable every single day towards those habits. And then hold yourself accountable to do it. Sounds simple, but that's pretty much all it is. Learn what you need. Learn how to apply it. Learn how to keep doing it day after day after day. So there's nothing wrong with you. Please stop beating yourself up. Do not beat yourself up. You can achieve the goals you want to achieve. You can improve your life. You can make a difference. We just need to educate, apply, and sustain. That's the goals. Okay. Now, hopefully this podcast, through all the various podcasts we've done, is a form of education for you. That's what my absolute hope is. But if you want more education specific to whatever your goal might be, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Tell us what you're struggling with, and we'll send you some resources to help. If you want to learn how to apply the information, we do offer, you know, monthly programming, online client options. We do offer services to help learn how to apply the information. You don't have to go from us. Hopefully, if you're listening to this podcast, it means you trust the information I'm providing here. So therefore, you would then trust me to help you kind of create a game plan for this. But this isn't a commercial. You can get programming from anybody. Hopefully, just really reputable sources that have worked with lots of people. They should have formal education on the matter. They should have some kind of degree or certification. And they should have worked with a lot of variety of people. So don't just get the strongest guy in the gym. Do not get the strongest guy in the gym, especially if he doesn't have any education in nutrition or training. So please, please, please think this through. But that's what you want. Get education. If you need educational resources, email us at birdlearninggym@gmail.com with what your goal is. I'll send you the sources. If you want help with how to apply the information, go to www.birdlearninggym.com. Look at our options for monthly programming and online clients. That's how we teach you to apply it. For accountability, we do help our clients with accountability. We have a Google Sheets document that I modify per client, and we use that as a way for them to enter data. I can check their data, make sure they're entering it, answer whatever questions they have, help them come up with ways to address repetitive issues. So if they're missing a specific meal every day, let's figure out how we can get that sucker in, or let's figure out how we can maybe eliminate it and adjust the rest of the day to make sure that we didn't even need it. Okay, to adjust for what it would have done. There are ways. There are methods. You can improve. You can continue to get better. If you need any help at all, you're struggling and you don't know what to do, our email is birdlearninggym@gmail.com. Our website is www.birdlearninggym.com. Please reach out. We will help. I promise. There's nothing wrong with you. You can do it. Okay, if you like this podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Bird Learn Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. And you can tell us at our email at birdlearninggym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.